Hoffs with Eternal 12 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1. We play music by women across all musical genres. And when I host the show, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon. And today's six pack is in honor of the movies. We have the Academy Awards coming up on Sunday night. I don't even know if I'm going to watch them, but I did see a lot of the movies this year because of streaming. So I am interested to see who wins. I'm interested to see what is said. And really, I'm interested in going to the movies again. So here is a six-song set inspired by and about movies.
Last car on the train, put my head on the seat, wiped the tears from my eyes. I watched my life go by like a movie in my brain. Scenes unreeling in a seamless chain. On the window and it's silver screen of rain, and the opening title scroll, and the score comes in and under, and I'm in the starring role, in a world of love-struck wonder. It's a tale full of promise about two crazy kids falling in love, but in flashback. And then the music, that gorgeous music, and I wake up rattling down this railroad track. He could be sweet, but I stayed on my guard. Just how good a life man be. I always played my hand like I didn't have the cards, 'cause he held them all so I could never see. Yes, he played me for a fool and I agreed. And the closing credits roll and the waves come in like thunder, 'cause the hero's lost control and I made a fatal blunder. Just another sad story, two star-crossed kids racing headlong up a cul-de-sac. And then that music, that mournful and the trains disappearing down that railroad track, and the long, slow dissolve as we fade to
the stone in your pocket that's weighing it down, or the face in your locket that you wear all over town. I'd be your silver lining, not a cloud full of rain. the music would rise up when I said your name. If this was a movie, I'd be surprised. Here in your car, coming up the drive, and you run up the stairs, you'd hold my face, say you were being stupid, and we'd fall.
Had a crystal voice, she played a silver tone from Montgomery Ward. Bias songs in Monroe hair, she sure could turn the boys' heads to stare. Swimwear, saunter, tan, and haunt them was all she learned in school. Books were for the other girls, and the other girls were fools. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboard lights. Father waltzed her down the aisle, 'cause college didn't suit her style. Sad truth was she could barely read, but if you told dear father, well, he wouldn't believe you. The telephone rang and drove mother insane from the hearts left on the shelf. Sister's gone and she won't be home, 'cause she didn't take care of herself. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboard lights. Fraternity, where is she now? She's heavy up by and light on integrity. Someone should have told her when beauty's all you offer, how soon the world discovers that your beauty's gone. It's gone. Mother, can't you hear your daughter crying? Father, wake up, her youth is dying. A grown husband's gone away, and it's a shame, 'cause she had such a lovely face. Can't you see she needed more than, oh, what a pretty child. You never taught her truth from lie, all you told her was to smile. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboard lights. She now, backseat queen of paternity. Texas back in 69, who was driving movies and dashboard lines.
This is the song at the end of the movie, when the house lights go on, the people go home, the plot's been resolved, it's all over. This is the day after the last sad goodbye that took so long. My true love is gone, he's left me alone, we're all over. I am the girl with her face in her hands, crying love. This is the letter he left on the stairwell that seemed so unreal, with words that could kill. I'll send you the bill when it's over. The song at the end of the movie, when the house lights go on and the people go home, the plot's been resolved, it's all over, all over.
You as the doctor, small black bag and a big black coat. I'd have you make a house call to the woman. You could lay your diagnostic hand upon her belly and her throat. If you were in my movie, you could be the detective. You could sit behind the desk with a question on your lip, examine her for motive, investigate the scene. In the ever-present danger, keep the holster at your hip. If you were in my movie, if you were in my movie, if you were in my movie. If you were in my movie, you could be the priest. Long black frock, white collar at the neck. You could come to the confession. You could give a girl a thrill. You could save her from her passion, keep her body in check. If you were in my movie, if you were in my movie, if you were in my movie. You could be the gangster,
double-breasted pinstripe man with the cigarette go running down the alley with a double-crossing blonde, explaining to the jury that you hadn't done anything yet. If you were in my movie, if you were in my movie, if you were in my movie, if you were in my movie.
Thank you. Because celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes never really die.
And there you have it, our six-pack at noon today, in honor of the movies. We started out that six-pack with Carly Simon and the title track from her album, Film Noir. And then Kacey Musgraves from her most latest album, If This Was a Movie. Nancy Griffith with Drive-In Movies and Dashboard Lights. Joan Baez, the song at the end of the movie. We heard Suzanne Vega. That was an alternate version of her song, If You Were In My Movie. And clearly, Suzanne Vega has mastered the subjunctive tense, which Kacey Musgraves has not. And then Joan Jett covering the Kinks song, Celluloid Heroes. So again, whether you're going to watch the Academy Awards on Sunday night or whether you don't care about the movies, there's been some great songs sung by women about them. And I hope you've enjoyed that six-pack. We've got just about 40 minutes left here on Something About the Women. Remember, Kirsten and Sue and I, we are here every Saturday between 11 and 1 playing music by women across all musical genres here on WMFO in Medford. And if you like what we're doing here, won't you please go to www.wmfo.org and click on the Donate Now button. Help us keep this going.
A lonely mother gazing out of her window, staring at a son that she just can't touch. If at any time he's in a jam, she'll be by his side, but he doesn't realize he hurts her so much. But all the praying just ain't helping at all, 'cause he can't seem to keep himself out of trouble. So he goes out and he makes his money the best way he knows how. Another body laying cold in the gutter. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast. Little Precious has a natural obsession for temptation, but it just can't see. She gives him loving that his body can't handle, but all he can say is, baby, it's good to me. One day he goes and takes a glimpse in the mirror, but he doesn't recognize his own face. His health is fading and he doesn't know why. Three letters took him to his final resting place. I told him, don't go chasing waterfalls. Just stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast. Ooh. stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast.
Moving too fast.
Moving too fast.
Don't
go chasing
waterfalls.
Waterfalls.
Please stick to the rivers.
Oh, my
and
darling.
That you're used
stick
to
what you used to.
I know that
you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast. Moving too fast.
It's only the end of an endless time. I wake up in my home bed, the curtain open wide to let in what light the sky has to
everything that met my eyes. beautiful here, she says. This moment now, and this moment now. And I never thought I would find her here. Flannel and satin, my four walls transformed. But she's looking at me straight to center. No room at all for any other thought. And I know I don't want this. Oh, I swear I don't want this. There's a reason not to want this, but I forgot. In the terminal, she sleeps on my shoulder. Hair falling forward, mouth all askew. The fluorescent announcements beat their wings overhead. Passengers missing, we're looking for you. And she dreams through the noise, her way. Maybe it means nothing. Maybe it means nothing, but I'm afraid to move.
Look at you, girl. Just the way you're walking in here. Look at you, got every man going crazy. Man, ooh, look like you belong in the Hall of Fame.
Girl, I got to give it to you. It's so easy to see that you know what to do.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue. Happy New Year. This is my first show since 2022 began. And I hope you all had lovely holidays and were able to celebrate as best you can, despite this COVID surge that's happening right now, where this new variant is very transmissible and contagious. And I know a lot of people who have it right now, and I'm wishing you all a speedy recovery. So I've had this idea in the back of my head for a while about doing a show about women in rockabilly, which is a genre I like, but I don't know a lot about. So I started going down a little bit of a rabbit hole trying to learn more. And I think what you're going to get out of today's show is a little bit of what I've learned so far, which isn't a lot. But I started by watching this great documentary. It was on YouTube. It still is. It's called Women of Rockabilly, Welcome to the Club. And it traces many of the performers that popularized rockabilly going back all the way to the 50s, where rockabilly is sort of, it's a derivative of rock and roll meets country. And I guess back in the day, people called country music hillbilly music, which some people did not take kindly to. So hence, when rock and roll started to mesh with country music, it became known as rockabilly. So I started with that documentary, and that set me on a search for a whole bunch of artists. And in that documentary, two authors of a book were mentioned and interviewed. And so I went and I bought the book. The book is called Finding Her Voice, Women in Country Music, 1800 to 2000. So I ordered this book. A couple days later, it comes. It probably weighs 10 or 15 pounds. It's like an encyclopedia. And I've read about 10 pages and I'm already sort of obsessed. So I started in the middle at the rockabilly chapter so that I could get some information for this show. So I'm hoping to share a little bit of that history with you. So playing both current artists and modern artists playing rockabilly, but also exploring a little bit of the predecessors and the precursors to rockabilly, artists that I really was not aware of and I think have amazing talent and should be surfaced. So that's what today's show is all about. If you don't know a lot about rockabilly, it's okay. You may know a smidge more by the time 1 o'clock rolls around. But for now, sit back, relax, and let's explore a little bit of rockabilly. Let's start. We started with Katie Lang, and that was Pay Dirt. And that is from an album called, I already put it away. It is called Angel with a Lariat. And I believe it came out in 1986. And Katie Lang and the Reclines, one of Katie's early albums and earlier in her career, she did do a lot of rockabilly. And that was probably my first introduction to that type of sound. So we started the show with Katie Lang. Now we're going to hear a few more modern artists, and then we're going to dig back and go back to those founding mothers of women in rockabilly here on Something About the Women.
We'll be right back. She's a rocket. She take after me. Yeah, she's a rubber.
All right, wrapping up our first full set of modern day rockabilly. All right, that was Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis. I love them. They are three siblings from England, and this is from what I believe is their debut album, simply titled Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, and it came out in 2009, and they're sort of old school. They use acoustic instruments, and they, I think they use sort of analog recording equipment, so it's, they have their own studio, so very cool stuff. And we heard Mean Son of a Gun. And before that, Michelle Schacht from her great album from 1989, Captain Swing, we heard Don't You Mess Around With My Little Sister. And that's got kind of a Beatles vibe, kind of a boogie-woogie kind of feeling. Always loved that song from Captain Swing. Before that, Ariel Dumbassel and the Hillbilly Moon Explosion. I hope I pronounced her name correctly. It's spelled Dombasle. And that is from the 2015 album French Kiss. We heard the song Chick Habit. Before that, Rosie Flores. It came from Memphis. That's from 1999's Dance Hall Dreams. And we started the set with Imelda May doing Johnny Got a Boom Boom from her 2009 album Love Tattoo. So we are just sort of getting the tip of the iceberg of some of this rockabilly stuff. I've fallen down the rabbit hole. This might be the year of rockabilly when I host something about the women this year. We'll have to see how that goes. But that is, that's where my head is at. I think it's because I've been getting more and more interested in country music and Americana, and I've always been, you know, interested in rock and roll and blues. And so all that stuff is kind of melding together, and I'm getting very interested in the history and how that all came to be. So that's why I'm going down this path today. Let's keep it going. Here is something from a band called Devil Doll, who I had never heard of before. The singer is Colleen Duffy, and you're hearing it right here on Something About the Women.
She was drinking whiskey sours in the bar, and the way she tossed me back, I nearly had a heart attack. 'Cause as it is, I let her drive my car. We were galloping through the burrows like a pair of horny thoroughbreds until I said,